I'll show you, Mom.
Mom?
Yeah, she has the back. She's in the back.
The procession you are seeing today is carried out to commemorate the tragedy of a worldwide leader. A worldwide savior, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, Hussein son of Ali. Imam Hussein son of Ali is a leader that every person can follow and learn from. He has taught humanity to stand for truth, to practice good morals, to be merciful with other human beings, to be free people by worshiping the one and only God of this universe, and to support truth at all times. Imam Hussein took a stance in history where he had to choose between pledging allegiance to tyrants and being massacred. And since Hussein was nothing but truth, he was more pleased being killed than placing his hands with the hands of ruthless oppressors and tyrants. Listen to what the non-Muslims have to say about Imam Hussein. Edward Gibbon, an English historian, and a member of the Parliament says, in a distant age and climate, the tragic scene of the death of Hussein will awaken the sympathy of the boldest leader. Thomas Carlyle, a Scottish historian and essayist, says, the best lesson which we get from the tragedy of Karbala is that Hussein and his companions were written believers of God. They illustrated that a miracle superiority does not count when it comes to the truth and the falsehood.
Oh, Hussein, oh, brother, oh, Hussein.
Did you see how they treated your grandson? Did you see what they done to the son of Baitul on Ashur as they trampled Abraham for his chains? From Ashur the sky shaded so much tears. Sure, I've got no so much ever pain. I have so much to tell you of Hadion. We sacrifice the dead and make my life preserve.
And we send our peace to the citizens of Windsor that are also hearing this. Unfortunately, in the last decade or so, the world has witnessed a change in the way that people have been viewing Muslims. They have called us terrorists, bombers, and have always linked aggression and violence to Muslims. And what's interesting is just before we got here, someone actually asked me, is there a bomb going on in this procession? I said, no, don't worry about the bomb going off today. But when we ask the world, is who are you looking at? Which people that represent Islam are you observing and criticizing? You are looking at criminals that happen to be of Arab origin or are supposedly Muslims. Let us tell you then that we have leaders who not only represent Islam, but they are Islam itself. They are the role models we look up to that teach us the virtues we center our lives around. Let us start by telling you a little about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What do you say about a man who calls his people to God and to truth, gets stoned as a result of his call until he is soaked with blood, and then raises his hand supplicating, saying, O Lord, forgive my people, for surely they do not know
these individuals and know how great they are. Once Imam Ali, Lady Fatima, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein were fasting for 3 consecutive days. Each day, when it would be time to break their fast, a needy person would knock on their door and ask them for sustenance. On the first day, a poor person came up to their door. On the second, an orphan. And on the third, a captive. When the poor family would be asked, they would provide the person with all the food they have, and they would drink their fast on nothing but water. What can a person say after hearing such a story? These are our leaders. And of course, Al-Hussein, who is the center of this gathering. If Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was the one who lit the torch for guidance, then his grandson Hussein was the one who carried it.
والصلاة والسلام على نبي الرحمة نبي السلام محمد المصطفى وآله الطيبين الكرام ولا سيما بقية الله في الأنام.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
السلام عليكم أيها الحشد الكريم. ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
سلام الحسين عليه السلام، فهو الذي رفع راية السلام، السلام الواقعي الذي يعتمد على الأسس الثابتة لا الوهمي، الذي يبرر الخضوع للظلم والباطل ويكون غطاء له. فصرح بقصده بقوله الذي يكرره دائما بأنه يحدد هذا القصد، وأني لم أخرج أشرا ولا بطرا ولا مفسدا ولا ظالما، وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله. فالحسين عليه السلام وهو المعين من الله جل جلاله، وهو المتحلي بأسمى الصفات من علم وحلم وحكمة وطهارة وصلاح وخبرة وشجاعة وغيرها، يعرفنا بقوله هذا أنه لم يسعى لارتقاء عرش ولا طمعا في حب ولا لتسلط على الناس، بل كان أبعد الناس عن الرغبة في ذلك. فنظرته هذه تسلط مع ما ذهب عليه من أول أمره من إصلاح ذات البين وإرشاد الناس وهدايتهم وشد أواصر المحبة والتواد بينهم وجمع القلوب وتركيز الروابط الاجتماعية وترشيد السلوك، وكان مثالا في الإحسان والرحمة والعفو والصبر والعفة عن رذائل الأمور، وكان هو النور الذي يظهر في الإسلام صورته البهية الناصعة التي تبين حقيقته وما يرفع من مفاهيم سامية.